Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Salita, your host on Through the Eyes of the Black Woman on your Say Your Peace Radio Network. And tonight we're going to have our conversation with author Sandra Jones. Hello, Miss Jones.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
And you?
I'm fine. Okay. Now, I'm going to first start off asking about you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm originally from Mississippi, but I live in Indiana. I have been here for some years now.
Uh-huh.
I'm married. I have two children.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing since I was about 12 years old. Of course, I wasn't writing books. I was writing,
yeah,
you know, things that kids up. But I've been writing and interested since I was about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Okay.
And
now,
I guess I should add that I don't just write books. I work. I have a job. So I'm not all the time just writing books. I am a assistant property manager in the public housing sector. So I'm not just a writer. I do have a 9-to-5.
You have a 9-to-5 too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're originally from Mississippi and you moved to Indiana. I know that was a culture shock for you.
Well, the weather is a shock, and it's still a shock every day.
Yeah. Because you're like me. I'm opposite. We moved from New York to Louisiana. So that was a culture shock and weather shock for us.
I understand. I totally understand. The weather is just crazy.
I know. Okay. Now, let us talk about Her Sweetest Revenge. So you want to tell us about Her Sweetest Revenge?
Sure. Her Sweetest Revenge is about a young lady who, Her Sweetest Revenge is about a young girl who's independent.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the projects of Detroit. And some unfortunate situations, you know, happened in her life with her family, and she stepped up to the plate to avenge anyone who threatens their well-being. Basically, she's a true prodigy of a family. She's a true prodigy that family comes first before anything else, regardless of your situations, the hard times. She puts her family first.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's basically what Her Sweetest Revenge is about. You know, I'm not good at talking about it because if I go into detail, I give too much away.
No, actually, you know what? Actually, because I'm going to ask you anyway, so.
Okay, yeah, and you asked me the questions definitely that you want to ask, but when I go into to giving a synopsis, I would give away the whole book, so.
But you know what?
You don't have to read it. You'll just know.
But no, believe it or not, even though you do that, people, if they really wanted to read that book, they will read it. And I'm that type of person. I don't care if you do tell me about it, I'm still going to read it because there's going to be something in there that you didn't tell me. You understand what I'm saying? So you're
right.
Not going to be able to tell me the whole story anyway.
Like go
so
into,
I just, yeah, I just give me some more meat to go with my bread.
Okay. Definitely. The young lady, she's actually 17 years old. Her name is Maya, and she turns 18 in the book.
Okay.
Her mother is addicted to drugs, and her father, he actually goes to prison.
Okay.
And her mother is gonna actually be beaten by a known drug pusher, and then she's gonna, you know, go after his crew, and she'll be basically robbing them at gunpoint, and, you know. But then, in all her troubles and everything, she meets a guy, another known drug dealer, and she, you know, falls for him, all the while keeping her secret from everyone. No one actually knows, but, you know, she has a young brother who he falls victim to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so this also just adds more fuel to her fire at the same time while she's still trying to raise her sister and, you know, deal with the fact that her mother is still an active drug user. So,
mm-hmm.
it gets really juicy.
Okay, so is there a happy ending to her situation? Can I say that? Can I ask that?
I mean, you have to read it to make that
determination. So it's
right, because
to say
there is going to be a sequel to it, which means you know, I don't know if you've read it. There is a sequel, so the end is going to kind of leave you hanging.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that you'll have to pick up the next book to get...
You'll definitely have to read the next one to see what happened in the end. And I'm actually working on the sequel right now.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't have a release date for it yet or anything.
Okay. Now, tell me, where do you find... What's more interesting, what I find interesting to me is the character development of people's authors, writers, characters. Where did you get Myra from? Maya, her name's Maya. Where did you get her from?
When I thought of Maya, I actually thought of an independent young lady that's from the hood, the life of Hard Knocks. However, she's different. She's not the average, you know, 17-18-year-old girl from the projects who's had a hard life and decides, hey, you know what, I look good, I'm going to use my body, you know, to go out and get, you know, what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Her motivation for the things that she started to do that actually bring her in income is not because she wants, you know, she just wants money. Yes, she needs money, but the motivation is really, you know, what happens to her mother. She goes out to avenge the drug pusher who actually, you know, did that to her mother. She's different. She's not the average, you know, young girl who say, you know what, I got this nice body, I look good, I can have anybody I want, I already know they want me, so I'm just going to go out and do whatever, and then I'm going to have, you know, all the nice things. I'm going to have, you know, nice clothes, shoes, cars, whatever. That none of that is her motivation. Her father raised her not to, you know, look up to a guy for anything. Anything that she wants, she can get herself, you know. She don't need a guy to do that. And, you know, she grew up with her father's love. So she wasn't lacking in that, you know, department. She wasn't like, oh, you know, I need love. I need someone to tell me I look, you know, pretty, or, you know, I just need love, period. She wasn't, that wasn't her situation. She's very independent, even though she's from the project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, okay, now what about her mom? Does her mom play a very important part in the story? And what did you pattern her mom? Who did you pattern her mom, or how did you develop the character of her mom?
She plays a good portion. I mean, a good part. You know, in the book, her role.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in there a lot. You know, she don't have a whole lot of scenes. However, it is shown in the book that she is a drug user. That does affect her family. She's not able to be there for her kids,
mm-hmm.
even when her son falls victim to the streets. And even though Maya is a very strong young woman, and as you read the book, you'll see that, she still is a child. She's
mm-hmm.
17 years old. She turns 18. She's been through, in the last couple of years, her father's been locked up. She goes through a lot. And she starts to resent both of her parents
mm-hmm.
for the fact that it's like they left her to do all of this. You know, they left her to raise her brother and sister. Her brother's 15 in the start of the book, and her sister's 14. They're children. They don't have food. You know, the normal thing of a project family in most cases, you know, not everyone is on drugs, but, you know, just the, you know, they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like I said, she tries to be strong, but eventually she resents her mother and her father. I mean, her mother doesn't come off drugs just because she see that, you know, her son is now, you know, selling drugs, you know, this, that, the third. She's been beaten. That doesn't stop her. She still, you know, does what, you know, she do her. She do, you know. So she plays a good, you know, role in the story. And I'll go ahead and tell you that in the end, yeah, you know, she gets herself together.
Okay. And she moves out the project?
The mother, no.
No, okay.
But Maya does.
Okay. You know, I'm glad you said that. Urban fiction is really hot. It's a hot, 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 hot genre right now. I grew up in the projects, but I didn't grow up in the life in the projects. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I never thought about writing about it. I don't know why. I just never thought about writing, but I know it's a hot, hot thing right now.
Yes, it is.
You know what your story kind of reminded me of? And it reminds me of, I don't know, have you ever read by Sister Soulja, The Coldest Winter Ever?
Yes, I read that years and years ago.
Yeah. That's what it kind of reminds me. It has a little bit of that in it, but I think your character comes out better than Coldest Winter Ever did. I think that's what it is, the difference is. And I think she did it for money, and like you said, your character is not doing it for money. She knows she has to survive, but she's not, you know, she's not doing it for the same reason. But it kind of gave me that outline of it. I was like, okay, that sounds familiar, but it does have that difference. Now, you said she meets somebody, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, that character, did you have anybody in mind when you created that character?
Absolutely. The character in the book is they call him Hood.
Okay.
He also, you know, comes from the streets. But he's a good guy. Yeah, he is a dope pusher, but under all of that, you know, he's a good guy. He's nothing like the guy that beats her mother.
Okay.
You know, this guy's the real mean person, you know, heart and soul. But Hood, that's not him. Yeah, he does this, you know, he sells drugs or whatever, but he's a really good guy underneath it all.
Mm-hmm. So who did you pattern him after?
Who, huh?
Who did you pattern after when you created his character?
I would probably say Lim from Soul Food. You know, he was a prodigy of the streets, but at the same time, he was a good person.
Yeah, okay. Now I remember who you're talking about now. I had to think about it. Think about who you were talking about.
Yeah, that sounds pretty old, but I still like it.
Yeah.
So when you think about a person that had a hard life, you know, he was selling drugs or doing whatever he did, rob people, whatever he did to get money. Underneath it all, he was a good person, and he was able to go out and after that have a family and, you know, be respectful towards his wife and other people, the community. So, you know, I would say Hood is a person like that. I mean, he ain't actually, you know, got out of the streets yet, but at the same time, he, you know, at the same rate, he's still a good person at heart.
What made you write in that genre? Is that a genre you want to stay in to write in, the urban fiction, or would you like to try another genre?
And, actually, I'm glad you asked that question. I like, you know, street lit, urban, you know, urban fiction, period.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to be put into one genre. I want to write romance, but I want to write romance that's predictable. You know, from start to finish, you'll know what's going to happen. However, you got to build up and wait till you get through it to see how it actually ends up. But I do want to write romance, and I have a romance book that's coming out.
Okay. So is this your first book?
Her Sweetest Revenge actually is my first book since I've been signed with Delphine. Back in 2010, I self-published a book titled Owning Up.
I was just saying,
Okay, and that book was actually renamed Trick or Treat, and you can get it online, but it's an e-book only. And it was just sort of a contemporary fiction, good girl, you know, book or whatever. But that was actually my first book. But when I signed with Delphine in 2011, they released Her Sweetest Revenge, which is my actually first book that, you know, I did with them.
Okay. Now, compare self-publishing and with being with a publishing company, how do you feel?
It is very self-publishing. It's different. It's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. I would say that it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
But with a publishing company, things are way different. And in my opinion, it's better. You have someone there with you for the walk. Self-publishing, you're doing everything yourself, and you got to work hard. And you work just as hard with a publishing company. You know, you still have to help promote yourself and, you know, do things like that. But you have someone there that's experienced to go along with you for the ride. Self-publishing, for me, it was like learning everything by myself from start to finish. I felt like I had no one there that really cared as far as my book being published, like my cover, the editing. You know, there was no care there for that because you got to remember you're just paying a vanity
A print on demand sort of. Yeah.
All they want to do is put that book out there. So, you know,
yeah.
when you are signed, there's a lot, you know, there's care there for that work, as same as for the author. So it's very different. But, again, some people do well at self-publishing, but it was not for me.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? I had another author that said the same thing. I had interviewed her on another show I had, and she said the same thing. She'd rather for everybody else to do the work. She doesn't want to do it herself, so she said she liked being with a publishing company. Okay, we have somebody from 404 in. Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Is this 404? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear.
Okay. 404, did you have any questions?
Who, me?
I think she's gone.
Yeah. Did you have any questions?
Oh, I didn't even know I was on air. I'm sorry.
How you doing? Yes, you are. This is Sandra.
Because I was like, I'm hearing two people, but I thought the other person was already, I don't know, I kept hearing an echo. I was just listening, but I want to wish Sandra a lot of success. This is Jana. And
Jana!
Yeah.
You on Girl Team too, right? Miss Scared of Lonely?
Yes. Well,
thank you.
And, I love your book, Her Sweetest Revenge, and I was just
thank
with
you.
Is this another author?
No.
Well,
okay. I thought you were another author.
Wait a minute.
No.
Did you say your name was Jana?
Yes.
What's your last name?
This is Jana from Delphine.
Okay, see, she does. She has a book coming out. I guess she's trying to keep it under a secret, so maybe she's not saying nothing.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Because I heard her say from Delphine. I was like, okay, is she she has to be one of the authors, right? Okay, I tell you what. When your book come out, just let me know. I'll get in touch and tell Tamika, and I'll get you on. How about that?
Well, this is Sandra's show.
You said you don't want to steal my spot. You're okay.
Right? You're going to get your time, too. You'll get your spotlight. Everybody got a chance to get a spotlight. You know that.
True.
So you do have a book coming out? Can you say that much?
Yes, I do have a book coming out on April 9th.
Okay.
It's called Scared of
Lonely.
Yeah.
Say that again. What's the name of it?
It's called
Scared of Lonely. Scared of Lonely. Oh. Now that's a catchy title. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll be looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice talking to you. You're going to still listen in?
Yes, I'm still going to listen in.
Okay, all right. Okay, that was awesome. I like that.
Right. I caught the name at first when she was like, Jen. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I know her.
When she said Delphine, I was like, okay, isn't she an author? She didn't know. Okay.
That's one of my literary sisters.
Yeah, I'm really going to be looking forward to that book. I like that title.
Right. The title sounds really catchy.
Yeah. Yours did, too. It's not like yours didn't. Yours did, too. I like that, Her Sweetest Revenge. I like that. That's kind of sexy and cocky. I like that. And you know what? Now, let's talk about when, because, you know, you have people who want to write that don't know how and don't know where to start. So let's do this. Let's talk about how you get your titles, where you get your titles from, what makes you, what puts that, you know, what makes you think of these types of titles? Do you think about your title prior to you writing the book, or you develop your title after you've written your book?
I would say most times, once I have all my characters together and know what my story is going to be about, the title comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're signed to a publication company, however, the name of the actual book may not be yours, your entire decision at the end of the day. Now, that's not a bad thing, because sometimes you need that catchy title. And you,
okay,
again, you have people that, you know, your publishing company, they're walking with you, so they got your best interest at heart. So, you know, you guys kind of go to the table with that title, but
okay,
you may still get some of what you want,
okay,
in that title. But like I said, I normally start with my characters, and once I know my characters and what my story is about, then the title, you know, kind of comes along. Sometimes, you know, I come up with several titles for the same book, so, you know, I just have to kind of sit down and think, which one do I like best? And then, of course, now I consult with Delphine, and then we, you know, we make a final decision.
Okay, so did you, this is your title, or did they help you with this one?
Her Sweetest Revenge, actually, Tamika, yes, she did help me with that. She's awesome.
Okay. Now, I love her book covers. I will say she has a wide variety of great book covers. And this book cover fits perfectly with this book. Now, when you describe the young lady, you describe her like the book cover, or you give her a little bit, you know, how do you, this is back to the character development. When you develop your character, as far as their facial features, their personality and all that, do you include that in there when you're developing them, how they look, how they should look?
Yes, I do. But that has nothing – it doesn't have everything to do with the cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may have something to do with the cover, but I wouldn't say, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have nothing to do with actual the making of the cover. I think that's probably a model or something like that. But
okay, so you don't have no decisions on the cover. They come up with the cover for you.
Well, I would say that, yeah, you kind of do have something to do with the cover, because you do get to give, you know, your opinion on what do you think it should look like. And, again, you're working with a team, so everything has to go under consideration of the book. And the release of the book, and an attention grabber for the reader.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, all of that comes into play. So, you know, it's just not a simple, hey, this is what I want on my cover. Delphine, you know, we're writing some of the hottest fiction out there, and we want our book covers to reflect that.
Exactly.
And so Lisa does a very good job. She makes very good judgments when it comes to that. So.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever think about doing your own publishing company?
No, I don't want to be a publisher. Absolutely not. I just want to write books, and that's all I want to do.
You said you don't want to walk in that shoe, huh?
No.
So you wouldn't want to publish other people who want to be like you?
You know, I encourage them, and I would, you know, love to see them go after, you know, their dream. But no, I don't want to be the publisher.
Okay.
Those are some pretty big shoes to fill.
Okay. Now, how you said you've been with Delphine since 2011. How did you find her? I mean, how did you find the company?
I ran across Delphine Publications online, searching for publishing companies, because I felt like there was no way I would ever self-publish again. I would just have books and books and books.
Okay.
So when I started to look for publishing companies to submit to, I ran across Delphine.
Mm-hmm.
I submitted, and the rest is history.
She accepted, and that was it, huh?
Yep, that was it.
Okay, now, you said you're working on The Sweetest Revenge 2, right?
Right.
Are you planning on working on anything else, or do you just work on one book at a time? Because some people work on multiple projects, sort of like me.
Oh, no, actually, no.
No.
Okay. I actually just finished a book that I'm working on. I like to, you know, just keep material, because I love to write. So I'm always writing. There is no you write a book and then you sit and you wait. No, I love to write, so I'm a writer, and I'm always thinking. I think in my sleep. So I just finished a book that I just have sitting, but I have Pieces of Justice, which is a romance novel that Delphine is going to release June 11th.
Pieces of Justice? I like that name.
Yes, so that's coming out June 11th. And then hopefully, I don't know what will come next, if it will be the sequel to Her Sweetest Revenge. That depends on Delphine. But I am working on it. And again, like I said, I have another book that I just have shelved that I just finished, you know, actually working on maybe about a month ago. And once I'm done with Her Sweetest Revenge Part 2, I'll be moving on to the next book. I just keep it going.
See, you know what? I hate you guys, okay? I'm just going to let you know I'm say that. I have to say it because I cannot do it. I was talking to Shawanda, Miss Pugh, that was Tuesday night, and she was all over me for a reason. She said, I told her I have a habit of stopping and starting things. And when you said you have a book that you've already completed and it's just sitting there, I have several like that.
Well, mine is sitting, but it's finished. It's a beginning and there's an end.
I have some that I haven't finished, and then I have some that's finished that I never did anything with. They're just sitting there. And I just, it's hard for me to, what happened was when I started doing the radio thing, I kind of got away from my writing. But the more and more I talk to you guys, it's like encouraging me to keep going and keep doing it and keep doing it. But I have kind of set it to the side. After I published my last books, I just, like, didn't do anything else. I started doing the radio. So the radio has taken a lot of my time away from my writing because that's my first love, and I know it is. That's my first love.
If it's a passion, then you just have to do it. You know, like I said, I work full-time, and I have a family, but, you know, I love to write. So eventually I had to just say, you know what, I'm going to do all of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how and when I make the time, but I do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to continue to do it until I decide, hey, I'm going to be a full-time writer, make that my career.
Do you want to do that eventually?
Eventually, yes. I want to be a full-time writer. That's in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I still work.
And it's a lot of people who still, you know, they can't do it full-time. It's just not feasible right now for them to do it full-time. But in the meantime, with everything that you have to do, and then you're trying to do your book, it can sometimes be kind of confusing and frustrating. You just got to make that time. And I think that's my problem is I have a problem with making the time to just sit back and write.
Right.
I have some stories out the world, but I just have to, like, I can't talk about them. But what I like to do, I do self-publishing. For some reason, I'm comfortable with that. It's a self-publishing. I'm not ready to trust people with my work. I guess that's what it is. That might
You'll know when you're ready.
Yeah. If that's really what I want to do. I'm not ready to let go my baby. You know how when you have a baby and you know you're the one who took care of it, you know you're the one to nurture it and everything? Well, that's my thing. I'm not ready for someone to make big judgment calls on my baby.
Right. Like I said, you'll know when you're ready. You'll know when you're ready to sacrifice or do whatever it is you have to do. When that passion keeps pushing in, you can't no longer hold it, hold back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make all the decisions you need to make.
Yep, that's so true. That's so true. Okay, now, let me ask you this. With your books, have you done any book signings lately? Have you done any book festivals or anything like that?
Well, my last tour was Baltimore. I did that back in October.
Okay.
And now we're in the new year, so my first thing starts in April. I'll be in Chicago. And then after that, I'll do the Essence with you know, Tamika and the Delphine Publication family in July in New Orleans. And then after that, I think I'm going to Ohio and maybe Milwaukee after that.
Oh, you guys are coming here to New Orleans? When, you said?
Yes, we'll be there in July for the Essence Music Festival. We'll be there.
Okay.
The whole
okay.
Delphine Publication, everybody.
I might be able to see you guys. I might have
Woo-hoo!
To come.
It'll be really nice to meet
awesome.
You. Just coming out.
Yes. Yeah, that would be awesome. The Essence Music Festival. That's right, sure is in July.
Yep.
That's going to be fun. I think I met, how did I meet Tamika? I think I met Tamika at the Telesoma in Dallas. I think that's how I met up with her. I think it was her. I can't remember. I'm not going to tell no lie. I've met so many people. But I think that's how me and her connected was then. And I found her on Facebook, and me and her just start talking back and forth. I think that's how it was. I can't remember. But, and I think she's a wonderful person. I like this. I see what she's doing with the authors. I like that, and I say it to anybody, support our authors. If you can do nothing else, support them. And I made a little say on Facebook where I said they can't eat pencils and paper and pens. I said, and I can guarantee your computer probably tastes like crap. So to get people important is to support you guys. Now, do you have a large fan base?
I do have fans since Her Sweet Revenge. Of course, it's still growing, and I have a lot of more work to do to actually get, you know, the fans, you know, that I want, you know. But that all comes with, you know, hard work, and you have to pay your dues. So, you know, I'm just getting started. But I do have some, and they are all anticipating the release of Her Sweet Revenge Part 2.
Now, what about a movie? Would you do a movie?
I don't know about all that.
Uh-oh.
I'm just writing books right now. But I would love to have a movie about my book, but, you know, I'm quite sure every author would. So, but, you know, right now I'm just writing.
Okay, you're not looking forward to all that just yet. Did you hear me?
I didn't hear the last part.
I'm sorry. I said you're not looking forward to that just yet. You're just brand new. You're trying to get your name out there, and that's it, huh?
So exactly.
Have you done any more, have you done any other radio interviews yet?
Actually, I have. I've done Literary Pizzazz. I've done, it's been a while ago. I've done maybe another two. Can't actually remember the name.
Okay.
But yes, I have done other radio.
Okay. All right. Okay, then Miss Sandra Jones, the author of Her Sweetest Revenge, this is what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to tell our listening audience how they can get a hold to your book.
Well, you can find my book on BarnesandNoble.com. You can find it Amazon.com. You can go to Delphine, www.DelphinePublications.com website. You can find it on Google Play. Word. And if you are in the East Coast and you go maybe to Baltimore and maybe New York and some stores independently, you may find it on the shelf.
Now, how do your family feel about you becoming this popular?
Well, I don't know how popular I am, but they really support me, you know, being an author. They really support me and wish me well. And so, you know, having their support is really awesome. My husband, he does a lot with me when it comes to the traveling. You know, he takes time out of his schedule to, you know, to do things to help me out because I'm new at this, and I'm really grateful for that. So my family is definitely there for me.
That's good. You need a good support system. Definitely need a good support system.
Right.
Now, do you have a website?
Well, I have a blog.
Okay.
You can go to my blog. It's Author Sandra. It's www.AuthorSandraJones. You can go there. And you can also find me on Facebook at Author Sandra to like my page. And you can also find me at Author Sandra on Twitter. And, you know, I do all my promotion. And, you know, if you want to keep up with me to find out what I'm doing and all of that. And you can also go to Delphine on Facebook, to Delphine Publications on Facebook to find out, you know, what's going on. You know, where we'll be touring and where you can find us. You can also find that on Delphine's webpage.
Okay. Miss Jones, I want to thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed this conversation.
I did too, and thank you guys for having me.
And 404, I want to thank you for calling in and letting us know what you're up to, because you will be next. She can't hear me, but I see she's still there. She probably can't hear me. She just can't respond to me right now.
Right.
But, But I want to thank you guys very much for listening in. And you guys, I want to say thank you again and have a nice evening. And I'm looking forward to Her Sweetest Revenge Part 2 and Pieces of Justice in June, right?
That's right. Pieces of Justice on June 11th will be available. And Her Sweetest Revenge Part 2, just stay tuned to get a release date. It will be coming to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, you guys. Have a good day. Thanks, everyone who tuned in to listen to the interview.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, that was Sandra Jones, the author of Her Sweetest Revenge. We're going to play you some music while we got a little time here. That was a great interview. I loved it. I want to thank Ms. 404 for calling in and talking to us. I can't wait to see her, invite her on the show and interview her. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. This is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salita McCall, on the Say Your Peace Radio Network. And I want to play you guys a little music while we enjoy the rest of the show.
You should happen to see my baby somewhere. Would you please tell her I'm waiting with open arms? Would you please make my dreams come true?
Baby, 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 baby.
We will return with Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. I want to tell the story of our existence in our own worlds. I want others to know that we all have a story to tell about who we are and what we are about. We as women play a very important role in life. God has allowed us to bear the brunt and bruises of so much pain throughout the world because he knew that we could survive through wars and injustices that have been geared toward us. He truly knew what he was doing when he created us. That is why they say we are the better half of the man. We as women need to take our place and stand tall, not wavering on who we are. We need not allow others to define us. We need to come together and stop putting each other down, making one another feel that they have to compete. Compete for attention, for relevance, and for substance. We have to know that we are somebody, that we are strong, resilient, intelligent, and most of all, survivors. Again, I say stand tall. Take your place in what defines you. Never let a tear be wiped away before it has a reason to be shed. Make every part of who you are represent what you stand for. You are relevant, no matter how others perceive you. You are relevant.
A new land. I know we could do it if we are.
Have you thought about hosting your own radio show? If so, visit our website at sensible64.wix.com/sayyourpiecenetwork. That's sensible64.wix.com/sayyourpiece, P-I-E-C-E, network. Eyes of the Black Woman.
Oh. Makes me feel fine.
All right, you guys, we are down to the last few minutes, actually minutes, through the eyes of the Black woman on the Say Your Peace Radio Network. This is your host, Salita. I want to again thank Sandra Jones, the author of Her Sweetest Revenge. And I also want to thank our caller, 404, that called in. I think her name is Jana. I'm sorry if I didn't say your name right. But I want to thank you for calling in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the music. We will be back Saturday on the 23rd, and we'll have Stacey Covington Lee, the author of The Knife in My Back. We'll be having a conversation with her. So you guys, I want to say again, thank you again, and I want you guys to have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. On the Say Your Peace Radio Network, this is Salita, and I am sounding off.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salita. We want to thank you for listening in, and stay tuned.